University of California Television presents this podcast of Summerfest 2006, Wayne Shorter's Terra Incognita. For more information about this and other UCTV programs, visit us online at www.uctv.tv. Enjoy the presentation.
I want to know about the second piece of yours that will be performed at Summerfest, this world premiere of music that you've written for the Imani Winds.
The name of the piece is actually called Terra Incognita. I have a friend who's the dean of science of USC. His name's Dr. Donald Monahan, and he goes to Antarctica a lot and the submersible, and he's researching the origins of life. And he sent me a book called Antarctica, written by Kim Stanley Robinson. He did the Red Mars, Green Mars, Blue Mars, and all that stuff. And there's one part in there where there's a guide taking some people over the tundra and all that stuff. And there's one person who has an ego. He said, I've climbed Mount Everest. I've done this. I've done that. You don't have to lead me here. I know where I'm going. And she said, you're in Antarctica, and this is Terra Incognito. So I said, Incognita. And the piece of music I was working on has to do with unknown, like today, we're in unknown territory. It's the unexpected. The piece may reflect that. And because I said to myself, we don't have courses in university, Unexpected 101. How do we evolve to the kind of the level of life condition, evolve a life condition of dealing with the unexpected from an enlightened life condition, an ongoing, a path of enlightenment. And that's the challenge.
Let's talk about encountering a piece from a man like Wayne Shorter. Take us through some of the actual logistics, the details of when you got it, what happened when you sat down and read through it the first time. Was it in his presence, is my first question. Was he there when you read it the first time? And how did you begin to work on it? How did you identify its challenges and figure out the way it's supposed to go, as Leonard Bernstein would say?
We read the piece down, start to finish, and then we thought, I want to go home now. Because it was like walking on Mars. And we just really didn't know where to go with it. And then, you know, every day that we came back to it, somebody new would have an idea. And it was really an opportunity for every one of us to have an individual expression, an interpretation of a musical phrase that maybe somebody else was hearing totally different. But we tried everybody's idea. We tried doing things completely different ways. And it has now become Terra Cognita to us, because we are allowing it to morph and change as we perform it, and we, you know, are so grateful to even have this in our repertoire now, and for the very fact that it is something that is going to be constantly changing with our needs and our desires and our dreams.
If you wanted to give the audience a kind of little pathway into it, what would you say to them, this is what you should listen for, or this is something you will find particularly interesting about it?
I'd kind of say don't listen for anything. Moment to moment, you experience it, and then it's gone. And then it goes somewhere else, and you just experience that moment, that second. So do that with this piece. Don't take any kind of expectation to it. Just go with it. We're going to go with it, and we'll meet you at the other end.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast from University of California Television. For more information about this and other UCTV programs, visit us online at www.uctv.tv.